Kevin, for that one-of-a-kind introduction. I'd also like to thank Pastor Devin for giving me this opportunity to speak. Like he said, I've been working extremely hard, going back and forth with him, trying to perfect it so you guys can hear it. So can I have my four holy helpers come up here? Okay, what did you see? What do you see?
A dollar bill.
What is that worth?
A dollar.
Thank you. What do you see here?
Four quarters.
What is that worth?
A dollar.
Now, what do you see there, Jesse?
10 dimes.
What is that worth?
A dollar.
Not going to make you count this, but what do you see here?
100 pennies.
What is that worth?
A dollar.
Thank you. Take all my money back. It's actually my grandparents' money, so thank you for vacation funds. Okay, so as you can see, all these different types of money and variations all equal $1. And that dollar is God and his love. And all those different variations, the dimes, the pennies, the quarters, and the dollar bill, is all your growing stages of your faith. So the dollar bill, it's solid. It's one piece. That is what I would call the perfection of faith. The perfection of faith is like when you can't do any more to grow. That's when you're at the gates of heaven at Jesus' feet and God has received you. The four quarters is still kind of whole, but little broken down. This is what I would consider the average Christian, like most of you. You come to church as much as possible. You may be part of a Bible study or youth group, something to do extra and to teach others about your faith. The dimes, even more broken up, still together. I would call these the creasters, people who only come to church on holidays. You may be here today and you know that you should be coming to church more often. You just need a little help and motivation to get you where you need to be those quarters. And then we have the pennies. The pennies who are broken. They may not be believers. They may be believers and they're just starting off. They're not exactly sure what they're doing with this whole religion thing. Maybe they were just grew up in a home where there was no religion. So with these different stages, you can grow and you can break down. So you can go from pennies to dimes, dimes to quarters, or even break down from quarters to dimes, dimes to pennies. And in my personal story, I've been all three. I'm most commonly the quarters. I think that I try to come to church as much as possible. I'm active with our youth group. I'm always talking to my friends about religion, trying to get them to come to church with me. But there have been some setbacks in my faith, in my life. Like when my mom died when I was 6. It took me from the quarters to the dimes because she was one of the biggest believers I knew. She lived her entire life for Jesus, to the point where she grew up Catholic. She grew up in a Catholic school, going to a Catholic church. When she married my dad, she became a member here at Dyer United Methodist. She didn't care what religion she practiced. She just cared that she was living her life for Jesus and that she was going to be able to praise him. So that kind of set me back to dimes because the way I looked at it was, how could God take someone away? But Pastor Devin actually told me the other day that really helped me think about it. He said, God doesn't take people away. Death takes them away. But God receives them. And I think that's definitely helped me grow more. But with my church family, my family, and my friends, I was able to go back to those quarters because they helped me realize that God is the one that's going to be behind me 100%. So I became those quarters again. Now in 2016, I lost both my great-grandparents 17 days apart, and only 11 months later, lost my Aunt Twyla. And losing three of the most important people in your life in less than a year can really break you. It didn't only break me and my heart, but my faith, what I was believing in. It kind of like gave me some anger and hatred, I guess, towards God, and it kind of made me stop believing in a way. But I spent 1 week at camp with some of these youth after my aunt died, and it took me back to those quarters because it was so powerful and so moving that I was able to grow, and I was able to know God again and know that no matter who is taken away from me by death, God is receiving them, and God is taking them into their own hands, and they're taken care of. So wait, I think I'm getting a call. It's from God. while I'm reading the scripture, my holy helpers are going to be passing out sunflower seeds. You can hold on to them while I read the scripture. So God said, "The next time Jesus taught beside Lake Galilee, a big crowd gathered. It was so large that he had to sit in a boat out on the lake while the people stood out on the shore. He used stories to teach them many things, and this is part of what he taught. Now listen, a farmer went out to scatter seed in a field. While the farmers were scattering the seed, some of it fell along the road and was eaten by birds. Other seeds fell on thin, rocky ground and quickly started growing because the soil wasn't very deep. When the sun came up, the plants were scorched and dried up because they did not have deep roots. Some other seeds fell where thorn bushes grew and choked out the plants, so they did not produce any grain. But a few seeds did fall on good ground where the plants grew and produced 30 or 60 or even 100 times as much as scattered." Then Jesus said, "If you have ears, pay attention." When Jesus was alone with the 12 apostles and some others, they asked him about these stories. He answered, "I have explained the secret about God's kingdom to you, but for others I can use only stories. The reason is, these people will look and look, but never see. They will listen and listen, but never understand. And if they did, they would turn to God and be forgiven." Jesus told them, "If you don't understand the story, you won't understand any others. What the farmer is spreading is really the message about the kingdom. The seeds that fall along the road are the people who hear the message, but Satan soon comes and snatches it away from them. The seeds that fall on rocky ground are the people who gladly hear the message and accept it at once. But they don't have roots and they don't last very long. As soon as life gets hard or the message gets them in trouble, they give up. The seeds that fall among the thorn bushes are also people who hear the message, but they start worrying about the needs of this life. They are fooled by the desire to get rich and to have all the kinds of other things. So the message gets choked out and they never produce anything. The seeds that fall on good ground are the people who hear and welcome the message. They produce 30 or 60 or even times as much as planted." So that scripture is talking about the seeds, the four different cases of the seeds falling in different areas. And that seed can be compared to all the different options of money and your faith in yourself and in God. So the pennies can be compared to the seed that falls on the road, where it doesn't have even have the chance to grow because it doesn't have soil at all. So the birds just come and eat it all up. The dimes can be compared to the thorn bushes and the rocky ground, because it didn't have the environment to grow. It had enough soil or enough area to grow a little bit of roots, but didn't have enough resources to grow completely. And that's like your faith, because maybe you were born into a home that didn't have much Christianity in it, much religion. So you didn't have the time and the resources to grow. But as you grow up and you realize you can sprout out by yourself, maybe. And then we have the quarters, which can be the good soil, where if you plant seeds in good soil, they're going to grow. They're going to have the resources, the nutrients, whatever is needed to grow. And that can be like you, because maybe you did grow up in a home where religion was practiced. Maybe you found some friends that helped you get to where you need to be. I think that's the most important thing. And when you harvest and you grow and you're able to get grown up and have flowers or grain in this instance, that's when you become the dollar bill, where you're at the gates of heaven, because you've grown. And you've grown enough to where God receives you. So with the seeds that you've received, plant that in a place where it's going to have the chance to grow. Plant it where there's not thorn bushes or rocky ground where it can't grow deep, but plant it in good soil. And when you think of that, think of yourself. Make sure to plant yourself in an area of good faith and good environment so you can grow. And if you see pennies and dimes struggling, help them out. Or if you are a penny or a dime, go and ask for help. Reach out, because in the end, God's behind us no matter what. Thank you.